Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Chav Beis. We begin at the two dots, about five lines down from the top of Chav Beis on Aleph. We continue to learn for the safety of all of the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, the policemen, the Hatzalah members, all of the Kochos HaBitochon that are doing everything possible to save the lives of Klal Yisrael, to return the hostages safely and healthily as soon as possible. Mitzvah Hashem, all those that need a Refuah Shleimah should have one, and those that need a Nechama, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, should be Menachem them. Hashem Yirachem al Klal Yisrael. We begin at the two dots, HaKelev Shenata. We quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us this case. We've had this a number of times now, where the dog went and took this charora, this piece of mezonos, this cake, and it brought it to a pile of grain, and it caused it to get on fire because there was a coal that was stuck to the bottom of this charora. And we had stated that the reason why there's damages in this situation is going to be something that we're going to now discuss in the Gemara. So the Gemara begins and tells us, Itmar, we had learned previously that this is a machlokas in Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish as to what the damage that the dog causes with the fire, with the coals, is actually due to. So Rav Yochanan Amar, the reasoning is Isho Mishum Chitzov. Rashi explains that the reason why the owner of this dog is chayev over here is because the pasuk tells us that chayavo hakosov the iu ka'ovid dehevei kizorek chetz, because it is as if he himself threw an arrow and caused damage with the arrow. His dog, by taking this biscuit, is considered his arrow. Isho mishum chitzov, the fire that's created from this dog is as if this person shot an arrow and caused damage, and that's why the owner of the dog is chayav, as opposed to Reish Lakish Amar Isho Mishum Mamono. He says that the fire that this dog caused is because the fire is his. Mishum Mamono. Kishoro Uboro, Rashi says, no different than his shor or his bar that causes damage to Zico. And the difference between the two, the Ika Beinayu, between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, would be Kigon Shehidlik Bagacheles She'eno Shelo. The nafkamina between whether you say Isho Mishum Chitzov or Isho Mishum Mamono is if you don't own the fire, if you don't own this gacheles. So according to Rav Yochanan, it makes no difference. Chayav the chetzav hu. Hey, it's your arrow, so to say. So it doesn't make a difference whether you own the arrow or not. You shot the arrow. As opposed to Reish Lakish, it all depends on who owns that eish. And since you don't own that gacheles, according to Reish Lakish, potter delav mamono hu. It's not your money. Now, let's analyze this a lot more. For Reish Lakish, my time aloha makar Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish hold like the opinion of Yochanan? What was wrong with the idea of saying Isho Mishum Chitzav? So Reish Lakish, my time aloha makar Yochanan, because on my aloha, Reish Lakish would say, no, Chitzav Mikocho Ka'ozli, Hai Lo Mikocho Ka'ozo. Yes, when you shoot an arrow, that's your koach. However, the Eish Rashi says, the fire goes by itself, and it goes and damages and burns things that are far away. That's not your koach doing it. That's the wind doing it. That's the normal way that fires travel and consume. That's not your koach. And therefore, Isho Michum Chitzav is not correct. That's why Reish Lakish doesn't like Rabbi Yochanan's Svara. No, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan like Reish Lakish's Svara? Rabbi Yochanan, my time below, my Reish Lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Isho Mishum Mamono? So Amalach, Rabbi Yochanan would answer, and he would say, Mamona is be Mamosha. Ha, les be Mamosha. As Rashi points out, the Shalheves, a flame, he amazekis, that's what's causing the damage. The Ein Lo Mamish, but a flame doesn't have substance to it. And therefore, Hilkoch, ki chayve, Rachmona Mishum Chitzov hu, the chayve. The reason why you're chayv is because it's your arrow, because it can't be your mamon, because it doesn't have the status of mamosh, it doesn't have the status of being substantive, and therefore he doesn't like Reish Lakish's answer. Okay, now we're going to spend a little time trying to disprove each one of these shittos respectively. So we start off with a proof against Reish Lakish from our very Mishnah. Tonight, our Mishnah said, HaKeleb Shenota Charor V'chule. Our Mishnah said that the dog took this piece of cake, this mezonos, this charora, and it had on it a coal at the bottom, and he went and put this on a pile of grain, and therefore the grain was lit up with fire. So we said that the owner of the dog is chayav to pay Chatzi Nezek. Why? So Bishlomo, everything is good according to Rav Yochanan, Laman Diomar, Isho Mishum Chitzav. Everything is very good according to Rav Yochanan because Chitzav the Kelevu. This is an arrow, so to say, of your dog, which is certainly something that is unusual. As Rashi says, the Havalei, Sraros, this is like the pebbles that come out from the foot of the dog. Hilkoch, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. This is a classical case of Chatzi Nezek, of Tsraros. The Adam Hamadlik, Mishum Hachi Chayev, Nezek Shalim, She'ein Din Tsraros Be Adam. But if a person were to have lit this, then you pay full damages because Adam Ud Li Olam, there is no concept of Chatzi Nezek by an Adam. So very good, we understand perfectly well why the Mishnah tells us Chatzi Nezek, according to Isho Mishum Chitzav, Rav Yochanan. However, Reish Lakish has a problem. El Olaman Diyamar Isho Mishum Mamono. According to Reish Lakish, so this fire, Hayesh Lav Mamono Debal Kelefu. This isn't the owner of the dog's fire. It is the owner of the Harara, the owner of the Gachelis that it was cooking on. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, you should be Potter. Why did the Mishnah say Chayiv Chatzi Nezek? So how would Reish Lakish answer that? Omalak Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish say very simply, Hach Maiskin, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Ajay Aduye. We're talking about Shezarko, Rashi says, that the dog didn't place this charara with the coal down on this pile of grain, but he tossed it on it. He flung it from his mouth. So if you're dealing with that, so now, the charara mishalim nezek shalim, because certainly the dog ate, your dog Shane eating from the reshus of the nizak, so that's something that you're chayv 100% for. That's nezek shalim, no problem about that. The al-makom gacheles mishalim chatzi nezek. And the place where the dog actually placed the coal in the situation where it landed right on the pile of grain, so that you have to pay chatzi nezek for, because this is chatzi nezek tsraros on that one spot. You pay chatzi nezek tsraros, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. You pay chatzi nezek. But on the rest of the pile of grain, val gadish kulei, the rest of the grain, potter, because this is not mamono, and therefore you're not chayev anymore. So you only chayev the chatzi nezek tsraros on that one very place where the gachelis landed, because that's chatzi nezek tsraros, but not the rest of it. As Rav Yochanan, as opposed to Rav Yochanan, says the rest of it as well. No, Rav Yochanan, we're dealing here because the ancho anuche, Rav Yochanan says, because you placed it over there, and therefore in that situation it is a chiyuv of chatzi nezek tsraros. Al charara v'yamakom gacheles mishalim nezek sholem. Yeah, right where on the charara, of course, everybody agrees to pay nezek sholem. That's Shane b'rushus hanizak, absolutely pay the full nezek. And where it actually was placed down, that's also nezek sholem, because that is considered normal for the dog to put down on that spot, and therefore that's not chatzi nezek tsraros. However, for the rest of it, v'yala godish, the rest of it, so that's mishalim chatzi nezek. That's the classical case of chatzi nezek tsraros. So this is the understanding of the case based upon their interpretations of isho kechitzav, or isho is mamona. Okay, try again. Tashlagav reish lakish. Toshma. We have a Mishnah that we're going to learn on daf samach beis omid beis. And the Mishnah there is telling us, gomol, if you have a camel that is ton pishton, it's overloaded with pishton, with flax, v'avar b'shus harabim, and it passes through the b'shus harabim, then you have the flax going out from all sides of the camel, it's overloaded, and the flax, as the guy's walking in the Rishus HaRabim with his camel, some of the flax is going inside stores. It's extending from the camel all the way inside the stores, and it unfortunately touches a fire inside the stores. They needed light, so it touches a lantern, a fire inside the store, and it sets the flax ablaze. The Dolko Benero Shel Chenvani, and the flax is put on fire by the fire of the chenvani. So the fire belongs to the chenvani, but the flax belongs to the owner of the camel. And the owner of the camel then is walking the hidlik es habira, and the fire on the flax now goes and puts a house that's adjacent to there on fire and burns it down. So the bira, Rashi says, is a house, is a bayis gadol, a big house. So who's chayev over here? So Baal Gomul Chayev. So the Mishnah states that the owner of the camel, he's Chayev in this situation. He shouldn't have overloaded his camel, right? It was too much pishton on it. He should have been more careful, right? You have a wide load. A truck goes on a wide load, and it can't get through an area, and it damages the cars on the side of the road, or that breaks the bridge on the top because it can't get through. So that's your fault. You're the owner of the camel. So you're Chayev for the damage that the camel caused. You're held liable. However, that's when the fire was inside the store. If the storekeeper had put a fire outside in the Rishus HaRabim, where people have the right to go, and the guy is allowed to go and have his camel go there with the flax in the Rishus HaRabim. And now he's not expecting to have a fire that his flax could catch on to. So the chenvani is chayav. Now it's the chenvani's fault, because what's the poor guy with the camel supposed to do? He's riding his camel in the middle of Shusha Rabim, and he's not expecting that there's going to be fire there that's going to light up his flax and go and burn down the guy's house. So in this situation, the Mishnah says that the chenvani is chayav. That is the chenvani's responsibility. He was inappropriately putting his lamp, his fire, out in the middle of the Shusha Rabim, and he didn't have a right to do so. So the chenvani is chayev. So the first situation where the fire was inside, so then the chenvani, he's allowed to have a lantern in his store, and it's the Baal Gomel, the owner of the Gomel, that has to be careful. He shouldn't have overloaded the flax on his camel, then it should extend inside into the store. But in the second part of the Mishnah, where the lantern was outside, so then it's the chenvani's fault for placing this danger in the Rishus HaRabim, and you can't blame the Baal Gomel, and you blame the chenvani. That's what the Mishnah says. And then it has one additional statement that on Chanukah, Rav Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah Patur, because of course, Pesumei Nisa, you're supposed to go and light your candles outside. In Eretz Yisrael, many, many people light their candles outside, more in Chutz Laaretz, where there was a concern with the Goyim. So they used to light indoors. But at the same time, it certainly is proper to have Pesumei Nisa, and in Eretz Yisrael, they light outdoors. And therefore, when you're lighting your Chanukah candles outdoors, everybody should know, be careful, there are going to be lots of Chanukah licht outside, and therefore, in Erev Chanukah, the chenvani would be potter. He wouldn't be responsible, because everybody should know. Now be extra, extra careful. They're going to be Chanukah licht all over the place. Now, that's the Mishnah on Samach Beis, Omud Beis. How is this a kasha on Reish Lakish? So it's not a problem for Rav Yochanan Bishlam, Man the Yomer Isho Mishum Chitzov. According to Rav Yochanan, it's not a problem, because Chitzov the Gomel Hu, because it's your camel with the pishton on it, and you basically sent arrows out. You caused this damage, and therefore, you as the owner of these Chitzim are going to be responsible. Mishum Chitzov, therefore, you have to pay. But according to Reish Lakish, said it's Mamono. Isho Mishum Mamono. Eleman the Omer Mishum Mamono. So wait a second. Hayesh Lab Mamono the Baal Gomel Hu. This fire doesn't belong to the owner of the camel. It belonged to the Chenvani. So even though he placed it outdoors, so it's still not your Mamono. It's not your Eish. So why are you Chayiv according to Reish Lakish? So again, Reish Lakish has a simple answer. I'm like, look, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is saying no. You know what this case is talking about? Hokum Ayaskinam Be Mesach Seches. Kol habira kulo. Rashi explains, "B'masach seches is kol habira shahagomel over b'fnei kol habira u'masach secho." The camel with the fire on the pishton is walking next to the house, and each time, it's not that he started the fire in one place and then the fire spread. No, the camel is walking over here; it starts the fire at point A. Then the camel walks a little bit more; it starts the fire at point B, right there. And then it goes a little bit more, starts the fire at point C, then at point D, point E. And basically, because he was misachse, it's because he went essentially to every part of the house and directly lit it there. That's the example of munach, that it's actually placed over there. And even Reish Lakish said, bizarro, in the case of you throw the charara, so that one spot where the charara lands, that one spot, everybody agrees, you'd have to go and pay. It's only the rest of it that's not Mamono, then you don't have to pay for the rest. But here, there is no rest of it. Here, he lit every single place. So therefore, in this situation, you're going to be chayiv on every single place. Mara says, then wait a second. Yehochi Eim Sefer, then the second part of the Mishnah, we don't understand that according to Reish Lakish. Iminiyah chenvani nero mimechutz chenvani chayiv. We said if the chenvani left the lantern outside and therefore the fire was in an inappropriate place, you can't blame the Baal Gomel. And in that situation, the Chenvani is Chayev. So if you're dealing over here, the Bimisach Seches, am I Chayev? So wait a second. Why, if it's the fault, so to say, of the Baal Gomel, that he went and brought the flame to each different part of the house? So he lit point A, then he moved to point B, then he moved to point C, then he lit to point D. So then why is the Chenvani chayiv in that situation? It should be a shared responsibility. Okay, the chenvani should be partially responsible, but then the Baal Gomel, the owner of the camel, should have said, hey, the flax is on fire. Why am I keep on walking over here with the camel? I should pull the camel away, get the flax off it, stop the fire from going further. Why is only the chenvani? That's the way Tosus understands this. In Dibra Mabosko, the Ibn Sachseches, am I chayiv? He says, chenvani akol. Why would you say the chenvani is chayiv for everything by himself? Gam Baal Gomel is chayiv imo. You have to hold the Bala Gomel Chayim. Okay, point A, maybe that's the responsibility of the Chenveni. But what about point B, point C, point D? Kivon Shigam Hu Poshea B'Sichsuch, because the Bal HaGomel should have pulled his camel away. So how can you tell me that the case is B'Misach Seches? So one says, you're right, Taka, that can't be, because B'Misach Seches, you can't just say that the Chenveni is Chayiv, you would have said the Bal Gomel is also Chayiv. So the Gemara says, we're dealing here Bisha Omda. No, what happened, Rashi explains, Omar HaGomel B'Mkomo, the flames lit up from the Chenveni's fire that was outside the store, his lantern was outside the store, it set ablaze the pishton on the back of the camel. The sichsich, but the camel stood still. And while it was standing there, as it's standing there, the sichsich is called a bira. So there was a 10-foot house, and these stalks of flax are 10 feet long. So the stalks of flax that are lit, so the Baal Gomel didn't move at all. He didn't realize what was going on, and he was standing there, and the flax, which is all lit up with fire, burns simultaneously, point A, point B, point C, point D, point E, point F, the entire length of the 10-foot of the house. The single lighting up on fire, it lit the entire flax, and it burns simultaneously while it's standing still. And therefore, that is why only the Chenveni is Chayiv and not the Baal Gomel. So we're dealing here Bisha Omda. That's how Reish Lakish would answer it. Mor has a problem with this. Mor says, Omda v'sichsich, if it's standing still and it simultaneously burned down the entire house, Kol shekein the Chenveni Potter u'Baal Gomel Chayiv. What's your Hava mean it to think that the Chenveni should be Chayiv? The Baal Gomel should move his camel away. As Rashi points out, the Ramas Kol shekein, Shohelo lemaher ulinago shalot ischaskes. You see your flax is on fire, move your camel away from the house. Why are you standing over there? You're responsible. The Baal Chenveni, okay, he'll pay for the flax. But why should he have to pay for the house? You, Baal Gomel, should have moved your camel away. So the Gemara says, you know why he couldn't move the camel away? Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach, Mishmei de Rav Ika. Rav Huna bar Manoach says the name Rav Ika because the camel was busy going to the bathroom. Hachim ayaskinan kigon sh'omda lohotil me'meha. The camel over here was going to the bathroom and would not move. As Rashi points out, the onesu, the sichsicha, because the owner of the camel couldn't get the camel to move. It is in the midst of going to the bathroom. It's not moving. It is a stubborn animal, and it doesn't realize that the flax is causing all this problem. It's an animal. Doesn't have any clue what's going on. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom, and I ain't moving until I'm done going to the bathroom. And therefore, that's an onus on the Baal Gomel, and therefore, the Chenveni, whose fire was in an inappropriate place, takes the full responsibility for the damages, and none of it is the responsibility of the Baal Gomel, and that's how Reish Lakish answers this. Okay, now we turn to Chav Beis Omud Beis. And we explain, Reisha, Baal Gomel Chayev, Lo Iboyele, Liafushe Betina. In the Reisha, the owner of the camel is Chayev because the Chenveni had his lantern inside and there was no problem with that, and he should not have overloaded his animal. Lo Iboyele, Liafushe Betina. As Rashi says, Gemale Betina. He shouldn't have overloaded the camel with the flax. So it extended inside the store. So therefore, it was his pshia, his responsibility. He didn't have the right to overload the animal, and therefore he has to pay for the damages that his pshia caused. In the second case, Sefer, the Chenveni's Chayev, why? The Loi Boy Lenuche Dero Mevrai. Because except for Hanukkah, as Rav Yehuda pointed out, he has no rights to go and keep his lantern in the public domain where it could easily go and carry. Animals carrying a burden would easily become lit on fire. The burden would become lit on fire. Okay, so again, no kasha on Reish Lakish's Shita Isho Mishum Mamona. Try again. We have another Mishnah on Masechta. We're going to learn on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. The other one was Samach Beis. This one is Samach Aleph. So we learn over there, Hamadlik Es HaGodesh. If one, intentionally, a man went and set fire to a pile of grain. So the Mishnah ultimately says, Hoya Gedi Kofuslo, if there was a tied up goat over there, the Evet Somchlo, and an untied Evet Kenani over there, the Nisraf Imo, and both of them Nebuch were burned and were killed in that situation. Both the Gedi that was tied up and the Evet that was not tied up. So then Chayev, the Adam who set this fire, is going to be Chayev for payment for the Gedi. And if there was an Amir over there, if there was a pile of grain, you're chayiv for that. The Godish, you'd be chayiv for that as well. So you're not chayiv for the Eved Kenani. He has sense. He's a bar das. He said, hey, there's a fire. Walk away. Why did he stay there? That's unclear. But the person who set the fire to this hamadik is a godish. So he's only chayiv for the godish, for this pile of grain. He's chayiv for the gdi that was tied up because the gdi couldn't move away. But the eved, he has no responsibility for the eved. The eved could have walked away. The eved's not tied up. However, if it was eved kofoslo, there was a tied up eved over there. Ugedi somachlo, and there was a gedi that's not tied up that's over there. Vinisraf imo, and the eved who's tied up, as well as the gedi, as well as the godish, are all burnt down by this person. In that situation, you're potter. The person who burned all of this is potter from monetary damages. And that's because he's chayv misa. In this situation, as Rashi points out, in Dibra Masel Eved Kofos, you're potter for the financial damages, agedi v'agadish. He doesn't have to pay the financial cost of the goat and the godish and the pile of grain because of the famous principle, the kom le b'derabo mine, because this guy is chayev capital punishment for murdering this tied up Eved. It wasn't an accident. He intentionally put the fire there knowing that there's a tied up Eved. That's called murder. Shahoreg or Eved, Nerag. And you're not allowed to kill an Eved Kanani. As the pasuk says, Nokomi no came. So therefore, he's chayav a capital crime. If they aid him, if there's Hasra, and he says, I'm doing it anyway, and he does it, so then he's chayav Misa. He's chayav Misa's based him for Herig. However, Bahai did not cut Gidi. So why did he mention anything about the Gidi? What do we care about that? He could have had just the Godish. Why do we have to have the extra fact about the Gdi? So Rashi says, Mikshum demukminam lekamon, Bigdi, the Eved. So it's going to need, it just brought in the case of the Gdi to tell us the case of two different owners what the din will be. That we'll have later on. But the bottom line is, over here, you're chayev for murder. And therefore, we have the famous principle of kom lemi derabamine. You only have to go and have the heavier punishment, which is the capital punishment, and the financial damages that occurred at exactly the same time, you're actually technically potter from paying the financial because you're paying with your life. This is the famous principle known, kom lemi derabamine. You only punish him with the greater of the punishments, and the lesser punishment, he doesn't have to go and pay. So when you have capital crime and financial, so then the capital crime is what he's going to be charged with, and therefore he's going to be potter from the financial penalties, from the financial responsibility that he had. Kom lemi derabamine. Now, that's the Mishnah on Samach Aleph. Gemara says, again, it works out very well. This Mishnah is easily understood according to Rav Yochanan. Mishum, the Mishnah, the man, the Yomar, Isho, Mishum, Chitzav, it works out very well according to Rav Yochanan because Mishum, Hochi, Potter, because his arrow, so to say, is simultaneously causing the death of this Eved, the murder, as well as causing the financial loss of the Godish and of the Gedi. So very, very good. That's why, Yina Chayev, Komle, Midi, Rabbi, Minei. Everything works out very, very well because your arrow is, so to say, simultaneously causing both of the damages, the capital damage and the financial damage. But according to Reish Lakish, Elman de Omar, Isho Mishum Mamono, according to Reish Lakish, it says it has to be your fire. So then, am I potter? How come this guy doesn't have to pay the financial responsibilities? Because the Gemara says, what would it be the case? Ilu Kotal Tore Avda. If his ox had killed this Eved, would you say that he's not chayev for any of the financial penalties at that point in time because of Kom Lemi Derabamine? Of course you would. As Rashi says, Mamonhu, this ox is his money, and therefore, Kesev Shloshim Shkolim, Yitain Ladanov, he has to go and pay the financial cost of killing the Eved, the Shloshim Shkolim that you pay for an Eved Kanani. So to over here, if the Eish is not considered his, so therefore he should have to go and pay the financial liability for the Eved. He would be chayev the capital crime, but he would be chayev the financial penalties. So, kasha on you, Reish Lakish. Just like if your shor killed him, your mamono killed the Eved, you would be chayev to pay the shloshim shkolim. So too, if the fire that you lit, odemur liolam, caused the financial damages, so you should have to go and pay for that. So how does Reish Lakish answer? Amalach Reish Lakish. Amalach Reish Lakish. Hachem ayaskinon kishahetzis begufo shel Eved. No. If you set fire directly to the Eved, so then you have the kom lebi derabu mine. So then you have this terrible thing that you murdered this guy, and therefore any other financial damage that you cause is kom lebi derabu mine. So So only in that case, as Rashi points out, Doha Vaday Mamish Hargo. So in that situation, you Mamish killed him. That's why it's called maybe the Rabunei. But if you didn't directly light him, so then you're not Chayev Misa, and therefore you have to pay the financial penalties. Okay. Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, so then what's the Chiddush over here? This is pretty obvious that that should be the din. So why does the Mishnah have to tell it to us that you directly put a guy on fire, so then we have Kamei the Rabbanei. If you don't directly put him on fire, you don't have Kamei the Rabbanei. So why do you need a Mishnah to tell us that, according to Reish Lakish? So I said, no, you need it. Reish Lakish would respond, Lo Tzricha. You need to tell it to us because Bigdi Dechad, the Eved Dechad. We're dealing here where there's two separate owners. The Gedi is owned by one person, and now we see why we needed the Gedi in this situation for this reason. That's what Rashi pointed out before, where the owner of the Gedi is different than the owner of the Eved. As Rashi says, you need to tell me this case over here, V'yitzruch li'ashbinon, because the afogav de'ein chayev miso bishvil ha'gedi, the terrible person over here who lit this Eved Kenani on fire. So, in regards to the owner of the Eved Kenani, so this person is called maybe the Rabbanei, this horrible person who lit him on fire, so there won't be any financial responsibility because the Eved who he owes the financial responsibility to the owner of that Eved, well, he's Chayav Misa, so come over the Rabbanei. So the Chiddush is over here. Nevertheless, even though the Gedi has nothing to do with that Eved, but since it's come over the Rabbanei, even though the owner of the Gedi is different than the owner of the Eved, so not only does he not have to pay the owner of the Eved for the cost of the Eved that he killed, he doesn't have to pay him for that because it's come over the Rabbanei, but even the owner of the Gedi also doesn't get paid, even though the owner of the Gedi can say, hey, what do I have to do with that Eved? No, we still apply the principle of the Rabbanei, and that's why the Chiddush of that Mishnah on Samach Aleph is needed for this scenario, where the owner of the Gedi is different than the owner of the Eved, so there's two different financial liabilities that he had when Nebuchadnezzar murdered this Eved Kenani, and therefore, Kamlevi the Rabbanei applies not only to the owner of the Eved Kenani, but even to the owner of the Gedi, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah on Samach Aleph. Try again. Reish Lakish is still under attack. Toshma, we have another Mishnah. This is a Mishnah on Nun Tes. We're going backwards from Samach Beis to Samach Aleph to now Nun Tes. And it says over there, Hasholeach es habeira, if a person sets a fire in the hands, biyad cheirish shot of a katan, so he gives a torch to a cheirish shot and a katan, potur midine adam v'chaya bidine shemayim. The Mishnah there tells us that technically a Beis Din cannot hold him liable because he didn't go burn down whatever has been burnt down. It's the Chayri Shota and Katan who are Lav Bar Das. They don't have halachic status, and they can't be held liable for anything that they do because they're not Bali Das. And the owner of the torch who gave it to them, so he can't be held liable either because he didn't burn it down. So that's what the Mishnah on Nuntes Omer Beis tells us. Now, why is this a kasha on Reish Lakish? So it's not a kasha on Rav Yochanan, Mishlam Amandi Omer Isho Mishum Chitzov. So Chitzov the Chayrishu. Here, it's the Chayrish Shot and Katan. Again, we just mentioned the Chayrish, but the same thing would be with the Shot and the Katan. It's their arrows. The person who gave the flame to the Chayrish Shot and the Katan, it's not his arrows, it's the Chayrish Shot and Katan's arrows. And therefore, we understand why the Mishnah said, Pot B'dini Adam, Nu, albeit, V'chai B'dini Shemaim. You ultimately really did something wrong here. So if you want to reconcile with that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should go and pay for any damage that was done because you really shouldn't have done this. But in a Beis Din, they technically can't hold you because Isho Mishum Chitzav, and these weren't your Chitzav. So therefore, you're part of, we understand, Rav Yochanan, why is Pot B'dini Adam. But according to Reish Lakish, wait a second, Ella, Laman Diomar, Isho Mishum Amono, so this is your fire. If you had given over your ox to these incapable people of watching your ox, the chayrish of the katan, so you would be held responsible. You were poshea with your ox. So here, you were poshea with your fire. So you should, in fact, be chayiv. As Rashi points out, we learned this already on Daf Yud. Chomer bishor mi be'esht is a greater level of responsibility in regards to a shor than we said then in the fire. Shemesar l'cheirish chayiv. If you give over your ox to cheirish otim katan, you should be chayiv. But in this situation, you're saying that the esht isn't yours, so you're not chayiv. Well, why shouldn't you be chayiv in this situation? So that is Reish Lakish's answer. So it mar Allah. So Reish Lakish said, we already answered this. Am Reish Lakish, Mishmei de Chizkiah. Reish Lakish said, answer this in the name of Chizkiah. Lo shanu ela kishamasa lo gacheles v'liba. The reason why you parted me de Adam is because he didn't hand them a burning torch. He handed them a gacheles, a coal. On its own, this coal isn't going to cause a fire. However, v'liba, they went and blew the chayrish of the cotton, went and blew on this coal and made it into a raging fire. And therefore, in that situation, the person didn't do anything. It wasn't his gachelis that did it. It was the fact that they were liba, that they blew on it, and they fanned it, and made it go into a roaring fire. So therefore, the owner of this gachelis is part of Midini Adam, because it wasn't his fire. It was the fire from liba, from the fanning, the blowing on it, from the cherishot the katan. However, if in fact the person gave the cherishot the katan a torch, a flame, a real fire, so then he would be chayv Midini Adam, because after all, it was his fire. Now, my timer, why? Because Bari he hezeka, because as Rashi says, Mizuman Hezeko, the heavy Kishoro. This is no different now. When you give them an actual flame, that's no different than you giving them your shor to watch. They're incapable of watching the shor. They're incapable of watching the flame. It's highly likely that it will cause damage. So that's what Reish Lakish says. No, Rav Yochanan, on Rafil Shalev's potter. No, what does Rav Yochanan say? So he says, even if you gave them a flame, you're still potter. Because, Kisabar, Safto de Cherish Kogorim. Because Rav Yochanan would hold, as Rashi says, the Omar Eishom Mishom Chitzov, the Hocha Chitzov the Cherishub. Again, this still is the arrow, so to say, of the Cherishot of the Kotan. It's not your flame that did it, it's because you gave it to the Cherishot of the Kotan, and they then took it and caused the damage. Safto the Cherish Kogarim, the holding on to it by the Cherishot of the Kotan, is what caused the damage, and therefore, Lo Mechayev Adamosele Givaza Silta Ushraga. The only time you would be chayav is if you gave them the flame, but in addition to giving them the flame, you also gave them the necessary firewood to go and make the flame go further. You gave them givaza, Rashi says, Eitzim Yaveshim, you gave them dry wood, you also gave them the silta, which is Eitzim Kitanim, little twigs, the Kim Dahai Vadai Poseu. Now you gave them all of this stuff. In addition to the flame, Ushraga, you gave them the torch. So you gave them the torch and the necessary firewood to go and make this flame go and be, destructive. So now, then you held chayav, because now it's Isho Mishum Chitzav. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, Kra Umasnisa Masayli Rav Yochanan. We had many, many questions on Reish Lakish. He answered every one. But the bottom line is, Rava says that both the Pasuk and a brisa are in support of Rav Yochanan's shita that isho mishum chitzav. Where's the pasuk? Kra d'chsev ki seitze eish. The pasuk tells us in Mishpatim when the fire goes out, teitze me'atzma. It has to go out by itself. And yishalem hamavir es habeira. When the pasuk concludes and says the one who lit the flame will have to go and pay. Shema mina isho mishum chitzav. It's the one who lit the flame and caused the flame to again go and damage. He's the one that is going to be chayiv. As Rashi explains, and even Maskel Teitzim Yatzma, he says, we're dealing here with Elabisok Shalo Hidlik. He lit the fire in his own yard. But Eish Holchom Yatzma, and the fire went on its own. Not with the Cherishot and Katan, the fire went on its own. Vafilu Hochi Kori Hamavir Es HaBe'era is going to be chayiv. Kilu Hidlik Bi'atzmo Amo Isho Mishum Chitzav. Ah, so the Pasuk is in support of the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Isho Mishum Chitzav. And where do we have a brisa in support as well? Masnisa. That is the Tanya. We learn the following brisa. Pasach HaKosov, and we turn to Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Pasach HaKosov Beniske Mamono. The Pasach starts off dealing, as Rashi says, Dechsev Kitzese Eish, the Mashma Meyatzma, with your own property causing the damage. The Siyam Beniske Gufo, but it concludes, as Rashi says, Dekorile Hamavir, implying Lo Meloch Isho Mishum Chitzov. This implies exactly Rabbi Yochanan, since it starts off talking about Kitzese Eish, and then it says, the one who's chayev hamavir es habeira, he's the one that's chayev. So that comes to teach us that it's not the fire itself, but it's the arrows, so to say, of the fire that are causing the damage, and therefore the mavir, the one who lit the fire, is chayev for his fire that he lit. Isho mishum chitzav. So we have the pasuk, as well as the brisa, expanding on this pasuk, teaching us that Rabbi Yochanan, his shita has support from both the pasuk and from the brisa. Okay, it's early still. We only have 34 minutes in the shiur so far, so let's get ready to go down to the two dots, and we'll finish off the sugya. So the Gemara says, now we're going to start asking questions on Rav Yochanan. Amar Rava, Rava said, Kasha Lili Abaye, Abaye had a question over here. The man, the Amar, Isho Mishum Chitzav, according to Rav Yochanan, who says the fire is your arrow, so then when are you ever going to have Tomun Bi'esh, the Potter Rachman Hechem Mishkachesla? If you're saying that it's always the fire that's going is your arrow, and you're always going to be chayiv, so we know that there's a din in the Torah that tells us that something is hidden in the haystack. So the person who sets the haystack on fire is only chayiv for the haystack, but not chayiv for the wallet that's hidden inside the haystack, the money that the guy hid inside the haystack, the property that he hid inside the haystack. That's a din in the Torah. So where are you ever going to have that? According to you, Rava, who says, Isho Mishum Chitzov, so your arrows are continuing to go. Why should you be potter for Tomun Be'esh? Why would be potter over here in this situation? And the Nichalei, so Abaya himself answers the question, Rava says. The Nichalei, Rashi says, Umishani Lehochi, the Rava said, Abaya had this question, and he himself, Abaya, answered it with the following. Kigon Shenofla Deleko Leosu Chotzer, a fire started out in yard number one. So the person who lit that fire in yard number one is going to be chayiv for everything in yard number one because isho mishum chitzav. And therefore, the deleika in yard number one, he's chayiv for everything. The noflo got there, but then there was a fence that was up there. Rashi explains that this fence would have protected the fire from going into, it's a brick wall, and it would have protected the fire from going from yard one into yard two. The Noflo God there, Shalom Achmas Deleika, not because of the fire. If it's because of the fire, then Dimachas Deleika, Rashi says, Chitzavhen, then this is no different than the fire just be your arrow. So this stone wall, let's say, would have prevented the fire from going from yard one to yard two. But the wall fell down unrelated to the fire. For Holchov Idlika, it then went into yard number two, Vizika Bechatzar Cheris, and now it lit things in yard number two, including this haystack that's there with the wallet hidden inside of it. The Hasam Kalu Lechitzav, we don't call that his chitzav anymore because the wall would have stopped it. And therefore, you're only chayiv for the godish, for the haystack, and you're not chayiv for the tomun, for the thing hidden inside of it. Or says, why not? Ihachi, linyon galui, nami kalu lechitzav. So why are you chayiv for the haystack? It, again, it would have not gone there. Your chetz, so to say, was stopped by the wall that was there. That wall fell down after the fire had been started. So your fire would have been contained by that wall. So your arrow, so to say, stopped at that wall. No, the wall then subsequently went down for other reasons. Why should we chayev for either the haystack or the thing that's hidden inside of it? And now the Gemara tells us a very interesting answer. According to Rav Yochanan, he holds not only Isho Mishum Chitza, but he actually agrees with Reish Lakish, and he says also Isho Mishum Mamono. El Levandi Isle Mishum Chitza, Rav Yochanan, he also holds Isle Nami Mishum Mamono. He says Yechayev on both accounts. If it's your Mamon, Yechayev. If it's your Chitza, Yechayev. And therefore, Uchigon, Shahay Loli Godra Velo Gdora. There was a slow moving fire here. The wall fell down. He had plenty of time to go put up the stone wall, and it would have prevented the fire from, in fact, going into the second yard. Oh, in this situation, your chetz is still considered to have been stopped. And now, the only reason you're chayiv is because the eish is your mamon. Uchigon, Shahay Loli Godra Velo Godra. So the eish mamono, Dasim Shoru, it's no different than if you put your shor into a corral and you forgot to close the door. Velo Tovach Biap. You didn't lock it in there. So you're chayiv. If the shor gets out, it does damage. Here, you had the fire contained, so its chitzav is not a problem. You could have put up the wall, but you forgot to. You didn't. And therefore, it's like the shor getting out, the fire getting out. You only chayiv b'shul mamono. And mamono, you only chayiv for the haystack, and you're not chayiv because of the thing that's tomun inside of it. Nudigmore says, now you tell him, Rav Yochanan also holds mamono, so then my benayu. In regards to the din of Mamono, what difference is there between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Okay, we understand the differences if you don't hold Isho Mishum Chitzav. Reish Lakish doesn't hold from that, Rabbi Yochanan does. So we explained all of those differences. That's no problem. But in regards to Isho Mishum Mamono, is there any nafgamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Or do they say exactly the same thing, Isho Mishum Mamono? So Gemara says, no, there is a difference. My benayu, what's the difference? The difference is ika benayu lechayvo biarbo dvorim. Oh, the nafkamina is going to be: are you chayev for not only the nezek, but are you chayev for tsar, ripui, shevis, and boshes? These four additional things that an adam is chayev for. So the nezek is the actual damage, but the tsar is the pain that you cause. The ripui is the doctor's bills. The shevis is the unemployment that he's not working, so you have to pay him for the amount of money he lost for not working. And the boshes is the embarrassment that you cause. So an adam that does something is chayev not only for the nezek, he's chayev for tsar, ripui, shevis, and boshes. But for your own personal property that does damage, everybody agrees only chayev for nezek. So according to this, Reish Lakish would say Eisho Mishum Mamono, so you would be chayev not for the other damages, but according to Rav Yochan, who says that it's chitzav, so you would be chayev as well for those additional four damages. Now Rashi points out that technically in this situation, because it wasn't with kavana to go and do damage, he might not be chayev for boshes. So Rashi says, "Abu Baboshes lo tabrina mishul v'pirku." We learned at the end of the parak, "Inu chayav al Baboshes atche miskaven." So some would suggest that you should read this not as four additional things, but just as four things: nezek, tsaripui, and sheves, but not boshes. But there could be situations, certainly, where under normal circumstances, a man who does things intentionally would be chayav the arba dvarim in addition to nezek. Then at the end of that Rashi, it says, "Avo loshon rishon nearly." We don't have a loshon rishon, and there are Rashi's in existence that there is a additional way to understand this machlokas, but that's somewhat complicated, and we'll leave this for now. We'll just learn it simple right now, that in regards to Isho Mishum Mamono, both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree, and they only have the machlokas between Isho Mishum Chitzav or not. Rav Yochanan says yes, Reish Lakish says no. With this, we conclude today's shir.